This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio.
Last year, the Economic Policy Institute found that 65% of companies that had more than 1,000 employees have mandatory arbitration procedures, meaning workers must settle employment disputes through a private mediation system out of the public eye. For more on why this matters right now, I'm joined by Elizabeth Riles, chair of the California Employment Lawyers Association. Good morning.
Good morning.
So for those who aren't in the legal field, what is forced arbitration?
Forced arbitration is when you have just been offered a job, you go to your first day, you're in your orientation, and you're presented with an arbitration agreement that you sign to say that you are agreeing to have any disputes that you have with that employer decided with a private judge and not in court with a jury. It's binding, so there's no appeal from those decisions, and it's private, so it's not a public record like it would be in a regular court.
Forced arbitration agreements got quite a bit of attention during the sort of height of the Me Too movement. Why is it getting a new level of scrutiny right now?
The fact of the matter is a lot of the claims that you might be bringing are going to be discrimination claims. And so if you're bringing a racial discrimination claim, you're not getting that same sort of public record of what's happening. And so if there is a general atmosphere of racism at a particular company, it's not going to be revealed because it's going to be private. The other thing is that a lot of times the people who are subject to arbitration agreements are low-wage workers, and that is disproportionately women and people of color. And yet the arbitrators are overwhelmingly older white men. And so they're not getting that jury of your peers that is part of our civil justice system.
And why do employers say that this is a better system than just going through the courts?
Generally, companies will say that they're trying to use arbitration because it is cheaper and faster. And I will say that arbitration does tend to be faster. On the company level, it tends to be cheaper, but that's because plaintiffs succeed less when they're in arbitration. And when they do succeed, the damages that they're awarded are less.
You are an employment discrimination lawyer. What has been your experience with forced arbitration working with your clients?
Over the years, we have seen the frequency of arbitration agreements increase dramatically. When I first started practicing, which was a little over 20 years ago, I hardly ever saw an arbitration agreement. And now I would say that it seems like maybe half of the people who come to me for help have an arbitration agreement.
Elizabeth Riles is chair of the California Employment Lawyers Association. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.